Today, Rinpoche gave an amazing overview of the stage of the path shared in common with beings of small capacity. He went over the lamp for the path to enlightenment and showed how this is the root text for all other Lam Rim texts. Okay, so if everybody wants to turn in the text to the source of all my good, I think it's page 39, if I'm not mistaken, where it begins, 38, 39, yep. And so once again, first Wednesday of the month, we're looking at Lama Tsongkhapa as the source of all my good, or the foundation of all good qualities. So let us begin with the first stanza. The source of all my good is my kind Lama, my Lord. Bless me first to see that taking myself to him or her in the proper way is the very root of the path, and grant me then to serve and follow him or her with all my strength and reverence. So this first stanza is referring to the practice of guru devotion, or reliance upon a spiritual teacher. In any subject, if you want to learn about it, it's necessary to have a teacher. If you want to learn to drive a car or how to do carpentry, building houses and so forth, it's necessary to have someone show you how to do it, teach you how to do it. And that's why from the beginning, if you wish to learn how to practice the stages of the path shared in common with beings of three capacities, then it's necessary to have a teacher who knows these three to teach you. So this is why the very beginning stanza deals with reliance upon the spiritual friend or reliance upon the teacher, because it's necessary in order to practice all of the stages for beings of three capacities, of small, medium, and great. Digsum. So the next stanza, bless me first to realize that the excellent life of leisure I found just this once is ever so hard to find and ever so valuable. Grant me then to wish and never stop to wish that I could take its essence night and day. So if one wishes to practice the stages of the path shared in common with beings of three capacities, if one wishes to, then it's necessary to have an appropriate basis from which to practice from, so then this stanza deals with the necessary qualities that one has to have in order to practice these three capacities, these pathways for beings of three capacities. And this is referring to the basis of a human life of the eight leisures and the ten endowments, or a life of leisure and endowment referring to the eight leisures and the ten endowments. Sometimes it's leisure and fortune. I forget, the Lam Rim Chemo translates it another way too, but the eight leisures and ten opportunities are in endowments. Dig Sung Rinpoche. Okay. So this subject matter is found in all of the texts that deal with the stages of the path written by Lama Tsongkhapa. Just some of the texts are larger than others. So Lama Tsongkhapa wrote various texts on this subject, the stage of the path, four beings of three capacities. And all of these texts have the same exact information, just some are longer and more expanded in terms of the explanation of the material than others. So when we look at the greatest volume of work by Lama Tsongkhapa, it is the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment. And this is also called the Lamrim Chemo in Tibetan. And this is a very large text, 700 or 800 pages long. And this is the greatest volume of work, the largest volume that Lama Tsongkhapa wrote about the stages of the path. The next size down is called the medium stages of the path, and it's about 200 folios or so. And this is the second largest work on the stages of the path written by Lama Tsongkhapa. And then the smaller works are the abbreviated stages of the path that would be considered the smallest in the category of smaller lamrims. If you were to look at it in an outline, it would be kind of at the top, the main, when we look at the large, it would be the great treatise, the medium stage of the path, and small, we would always refer to this abbreviated stages of the path, the Lamrim Duden. But within that category of the smaller Lamrims, we find even smaller works, or poems, and this Source of All My Good falls into that category of the smallest works that Lama Tsongkhapa wrote about these stages of the path. And in that category, we find this text, The Source of All My Good, or The Foundation of All Good Qualities, and another text also called The Three Principal Paths. All of these texts mentioned contain the same subject matter, just the more pages, the more information about that subject matter Lama Tsongkhapa wrote. Diksun. The Shiloka Kagik, the Losung.
Tezon Jawata don't teach you.
Do some, okay.
Tezon Jawata don't teach you. Ganin or Kovach and Vishaj, Chujo Zumarbe. Homazo Vishanchu is a Kujo Bas, and the London Sundus again to what they burg Lotawa. Shanchu again, Sundus again, Shanchu is a Kujo. Shanchu Lange drummer of the Savasas.
So if everybody wants to turn in your prayer book to page 24, you'll find
22 marbe.
Nishu Saji the NGK the Shanchu Lange.
Hello,
so page 24, you'll find the lamp for the path to enlightenment. And so it says, the lamp for the path to enlightenment. In Sanskrit, it's the Bodhipatta Pradipam. It's by Atisha Dipamkara Shriyana. And it says, homage to the Bodhisattva, the youthful Manjushri. I pay homage with great respect to the conquerors of the three times, to their teaching and to those who aspire to virtue. Urged by the good disciple, Shanchuo, I shall illuminate the path, the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So here we find the expression of worship or the expression of homage that Lord Atisha makes in this beginning section. Dene, the Dunda, the Lama Sun.
Ta Dunda Ma Dunda Kasukude.
Du Sun Jawa Tamche.
Du Sun Jawa Dunda Tichu Ganyuna Lakubachin Vishashi the Chuju Jundu Madabe.
Chupa Juba. Chupa Juba.
Du Sun Debi Sanji.
Less so.
lotawa ndamre da loma zo mo changu e ju kujo ba taw de lande son ru shege do bege loma zo mo changu e ju kujo ba
changu
e ji kujo ba son ru ji se do se han changu lande de ma ro se son ge yin se ta se wa sha
changu okay
嗯，想去我老早啊的开场了。开吧，开吧。啊对，空松康得看的空。松康得看，萝卜的萝卜。Okay,
all right. So when we look at this expression of homage or expression of worship, we find various factors in there. So it says, "I pay homage with great respect," or "I make prostrations with great respect to the conquerors of the three times." So here, this is referring to the Buddhas of the past, present and future. So this is a homage or prostration to the Buddha jewel, to their teaching. This is referring to the Dharma jewel, and to those who aspire to virtue. This is referring to the Sangha jewel. This is a homage to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And when, just as a translator's note, those who aspire to virtue is the literal translation of Sangha. When we look at the Tibetan for Sangha, it's Gendun. Gewa is the first part of it, which means virtue, and Dun is going for or aspiring for. So literally, you know, we always translate it as spiritual community or other things, but really those words don't have much to do with the actual words that the Tibetans say. This is what the Tibetans say, those who aspire to virtue. And then you have a teacher explain to you that's the Sangha jewel and et cetera. This is what that refers to and who they are. So here we find an expression of worship or homage to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And then it says, urged by the good disciple Shanchu Wo, who is urged, almost like the translator who, Rinpoche is using the word translator. Rinpoche is using the word translator. So Shanchu Wo is a
Loma.
Loma.
Loma. Sidrunen.
Kon the George Chiwa Chiwa Kashi Jason. Rebe. Shanchu Wo. Okay. So Shanchu Wo was who asked Lord Atisha. And he was a scholar, and he asked Lord Atisha to write this work for clarification purposes. And it says, my student, Shanchu Wo, urged me to do this, so I will. And then here is the promise to compose. I shall illuminate the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So we have an expression of homage or expression of worship, and then a promise to compose. Okay, Diksum. Sobolasa.
I don't know what the Shanchu Lanji Dhamma. London to what the London is just the chip chung and ding chip soon to what the embedded chung and long ding long chippy chippy long long soon there chung and ding down chujube chibbles on the shiver shars
chip
chung and ding chip chimbles on chibbles on the shiver shars what the chibbles on the jagur is it
bless her
to that senior rosewa susui chava shars
bless her
That chung turned out and ding turned out and chibi turned out to ma, Susu Jen Masu incidenta. That Senior Rosa was Susu Yu, you are Tavrashas.
To that Seni.
That Jibu Chung the Kandaja was in Kanji turned the Kandaki, Ku the Watsantala, Rani turned to Nishiba, Chibutan Tamashi, Kanji turned the Kandaki, Ku the Watsantalas, Nasung Dunan Jiji Tane. And then Dindu Hat and me, it has on Tundu two shading and the Chibuchung log is.
Okay. Maybe Lago Ganji.
Yeah, okay, okay.
The Mambo Lock. Okay, so it says, I shall illuminate the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So the path to enlightenment is referring to the three different pathways, the pathways for beings of small, medium, and great capacity. So then it gets into this. Specifically what those pathways are or what this path to enlightenment is referring to that Lord Atisha will explain. So Here it says, understand there are three kinds of persons. Because of their small, middling, and supreme capacities, I shall write clearly distinguishing their individual characteristics. Here it's presenting in a gross way, in a more coarse way, these three capacities. It's saying that there are three capacities. There are pathways for beings of small capacity, pathways for beings of medium capacity, and pathways for beings of great capacity. And here, Lord Atisha is saying that I shall define and explain each one of them individually. So here, then, Lord Atisha says, now there are three capacities, there are three different pathways for three capacities, and now I'll define each one and explain what each one means. And then it says, it gets into the pathway for beings of small capacity, and it says, know that those who, by whatever means, seek for themselves no more than the pleasures of cyclic existence are persons of least capacity. So, if a practitioner only wishes to be free from the lower realms of cyclic existence and strives for the happiness of the higher realms of cyclic existence of the gods and the humans, then he or she practices the pathways for beings of small capacity in order to achieve that goal. So the goal being rebirth in the higher realms, the happiness of the higher realms of gods and humans, and the abandonment of the suffering of the lower realms. So this practitioner wants that pleasure of cyclic existence. And pleasure of cyclic existence is referring to the pleasures of the higher realms. So someone who wishes for that and doesn't want the opposite of that, the suffering of the lower realms, practices these small pathways for beings of small capacity. Okay, Dig Song Rinpoche.
What the Chibu Chungu to Kaji Tan Kanda Ku, the Watson Talorani, Tanisheva, Chibutan Tamashes.
Less so.
That Chibu Chungu Lando Mugjubu Sujin the Marga.
Less so.
Mugjubu Sujin Chibu Chungu Lange, Chibu Chungu Tabate, Hatame, there's a Dendu things at Dendu. Chibu
Then the Nyalan, the Megiwa Ju Palmi, this practitioner engages in ethical behavior which abandons the 10 non-virtuous activities, and by doing so, then is able to achieve rebirth in the higher realms of cyclic existence. And for when we look at what liberation is to a practitioner of small capacity, we would state that their liberation is the happiness of the higher realms of cyclic existence. Now, this is just nominally designated as such. It's not a real liberation. It's just named liberation for them, but it isn't liberation. It isn't actual liberation. It's what they seek. So it says here, seek for themselves no more than the pleasures of cyclic existence. So that is what they seek. So that is their liberation, if you will. So that's the practitioner of small capacity engaging in ethics that abandons the 10 non-virtuous activities in order to achieve pleasures of cyclic existence. Digsun Rinpoche. The Dundra La Den?
Less so
in common. So, looking at the practices of this person, we have the ethical behavior that abandons the 10 non-virtuous activities and this yearning for higher realms. This is not something that's exclusive to just this category of practitioner. This, and that is why it's called in common That's why when we refer to these, we say teaching shared in common with beings of small capacity, because the practitioner of great capacity also engages in ethics that abandons the 10 non-virtuous activities and wishes for happiness in the higher realms. So this is something that we say is in common with, because it is indispensable for all the levels, not just the smallest one.
Think so.
Okay. So in conclusion, the person of small capacity wishes to be free from the suffering of the lower realm of cyclic existence and wants to achieve the happiness or the pleasures of the higher realms of cyclic existence. So these are the goals of the practitioner of small capacity. Now, the practitioner of medium capacity wishes to abandon those pleasures of cyclic existence that the small scope practitioner is striving for. Again, the pleasures of cyclic existence in this case are the happiness that is found in the higher realms of cyclic existence of the gods and of the humans. And the medium scope practitioner recognizes their suffering as well, and as a result of this recognition, wishes to emerge from even that state. So sees those, quote, sees the seeming pleasures of cyclic existence as something to be abandoned. So this is the practitioner of medium capacity. I'll read it and then I'll give the rest of the commentary. Those who seek peace for themselves alone, turning away from worldly pleasures and avoiding destructive actions, are said to be of middling capacity. They're turning away. This worldly pleasure here is the pleasures of cyclic existence referred to in the previous stanza. So this practitioner of medium capacity wishes to abandon the pleasure of cyclic existence, wishes to achieve liberation completely, a state of nirvana. And the way that he or she does so is by practicing the three highest higher trainings, the highest higher training in ethics, concentration, and wisdom. So we find the comparison that's made to actually cutting down a tree. And the three highest higher trainings are all necessary in order to achieve the state of liberation. And one achieves the state of liberation by cutting the root of cyclic existence, which is the grasping at things as being truly established, grasping at true establishment. So if one wants to cut down a tree, it's necessary to have a stable basis of a body, it's necessary to have an arm, and it's necessary to have a saw. All three of these are necessary in order to cut down a tree. If you have a stable body, if you have an arm and a saw, you can cut down a tree. Likewise, the stable body is compared to the highest higher training in ethics. The arm that's needed is compared to the highest higher training in concentration, and the saw is compared to the highest higher training in wisdom. And in this case, in the case of the example, one is cutting down a tree. In the case of what we're doing as practitioners, one is cutting or severing the root of cyclic existence. So one can do so by engaging in these three highest higher trainings. By engaging in three highest higher trainings, ethics, wisdom, ethics, concentration, and wisdom, one gets rid of the grasping at true establishment, which is the root of cyclic existence. And by getting rid of the root, one then is able to achieve the state of liberation. One is able to achieve nirvana. So one develops renunciation, a desire to definitely emerge from all of cyclic existence, the lower and higher realms, and then engages, forced by that renunciation, engages in these three highest higher trainings and severs the root of suffering, which is grasping at true establishment. So these all three highest higher trainings are necessary, just as all three of those components before mentioned are necessary to cut down a tree. Digson.
Taba dream I am a shiver looting a taba drinks in Lunendora. But then I see Chunan, Deva Madruba shiver looting a ne Kuzawa, Denzin, Denzil Nurnu, Denzil Nurne, Denzin, Jebutan Jeba Pombe, Tabandu, Rez Taba. Kanji Rajas Santenye, Rajas at Tabalo, Taba. What the calling about you, Nanuka Sambala Dene. And then I do somebody down Tabas from Ganala Dene and the Taba Raja Tabatu is Taba. Tabalu is Taba.
The Injike, the Tarpa Rangi, the Kon Kona, Mejenda Yomari.
What that drink of the Rani Jibich
Rani
Tabatuna never somewhere with
Lesser
Rani Jibut Tabatuna never somewhere.
Lesser
calling upon you there. Tabatun never saw it there, Chibi Chimberley, you are the Dean Lay, you are
less Dean
Dot Moon. What is it?
So, the example of the rope and the snake is very good when we're looking at how one gets rid of mistaken view or misconception. When one is grasping at a rope as being a snake in a dimly lit room, the only thing that gets rid of that incorrect apprehension is recognition that the rope is a rope, and it's not a snake. Likewise, the only thing that gets rid of the grasping at phenomena as being truly established is the understanding that all phenomena is not truly established. So by realizing that all phenomena is not truly established, one gets rid of the grasping at it as being truly established, just like by realizing that a rope is a rope and not a snake, gets rid of the grasping at a rope as being a snake. And these are the only things that, in both in the cases of the examples of antidote, the only things that will get rid of the misconception. The rope is a rope, gets rid of the misconception that it's not a rope and that it's a snake, and that things are not truly established, gets rid of the misconception that they are truly established. And then once that happens, then the root of cyclic existence is severed, because it's that grasping that causes cyclic existence to occur. So those who seek peace for themselves alone, here, for those who want to achieve the state of liberation, here peace is being used. Peace here refers to nirvana, refers to liberation. By themselves alone, the practitioner of medium capacity is only looking to achieve his or her own nirvana. and not looking towards others, just looking towards his or her own individual nirvana, own liberation. But this desire to emerge from cyclic existence that the medium scope practitioner has, or the practitioner of medium capacity has, is also found in the great capacity practices. And this is why this is called a teaching that is shared in common with beings of medium capacity, because it's common also to the scope or capacity that's above it. And in this case, great capacity. So this practitioner, it says, those who seek peace for themselves alone, those practitioners who want to achieve liberation only for themselves, turn away from worldly pleasures, and turning away from worldly pleasures. So here, the being of small capacity seeks the pleasures of cyclic existence. The medium scope practitioner abandons them, develops renunciation, determination to be free, and then avoids destructive actions, and it says are said to be of middling capacity. Okay. And now we arrive at the pathways for beings of great capacity. Those who, through their personal suffering, truly want to end all the suffering of others are persons of supreme capacity. So here, through recognizing one's own suffering, so personal suffering, what is this referring to? There are many different types of suffering. The suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, pervasive, compounded suffering, and then also the suffering of the afflictions. When we look at afflictive obstructions, which are the coarse, and then we also have obstructions to omniscience. So all of these things would fall categorically under suffering. So we have the suffering of suffering, suffering of change, pervasive, compounded suffering, and then the suffering of the afflictions, of being afflicted at the coarse and most subtle level. So by recognizing one's own afflictive obstructions and obstructions to omniscience and sufferings, one then can turn to others and see that they also have obstructions to omniscience. They also have afflictive obstructions. They also have the three types of suffering. And then one develops a love through the force of attraction by wishing that they have happiness in its causes, and then develops great compassion by wishing that they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. So here, wanting to end completely all the suffering of others, one first recognizes his or her own suffering and the various levels and qualities that it has, then recognizes that everyone else, all sentient beings, are bound by that same exact suffering, and then one wishes to end that suffering by going through a series of practices which lead up to that realization, and again, love and compassion, etc., that then lead up to this desire to not only emerge for oneself, which is the medium capacity, but then wishing to do it for all to emerge and becoming a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings, because all sentient beings have the same plight. Digsung Rinpoche.
That jibu sung ten ten ago the chid nyonyo jima dhima duwas. Yine wa ten na le kanju ten ju ge tuanda kanga wa tan du diya taris.
That's so.
Wa te jir mi chigi shung zon tong ki chu ndu yu shir pe ten le bashi bi jia suan yin.
That's so.
Ne kanju ten ju zon tsu ge tuanda yonzu ta wa te lanjo nan du diya waris. Shung zon tong ki chu ndu yu shir pe ten le bashi bi jia suan yin lanjo jia suan tabiris.
That's so.
Zamini chuk ga jia suan togruwa. Ten na shi kanju ten ju ge chu ge chu ga lanjo nan du diya waris.
That's so. So this is the these are the pathways for beings of three capacities, small, medium, and great. And there really is very little information that's given here. It's very summarized. Just these words here contain all of the pronouncements of Lord Buddha and contain all of the authentic Indian commentaries. So we can say the Kangjar and the Tanjar are everything ever pronounced or written or pronouncements that were written about by pandits can be found implicitly within these stanzas. So that's why when Lama Tsongkhapa refers to the lamp for the path to enlightenment in the abbreviated stages of the path, he says that the pages combine thousands of streams of excellent classics. It says they are indeed an ocean of illustrious instruction. So the Lama Tsongkhapa compares the lamp to the ocean containing all of the pronouncements of Lord Buddha and all of the authentic Indian commentaries. So it's because of the quality of containment that Lama Tsongkhapa calls the lamp an ocean. Let me just double check that quote. I know it's right though. So, because they collect the streams of thousands of excellent classics, they are indeed an ocean of illustrious correct explanation. The meaning of that is that the Kangjar and Tanjar are included within this very small amount of writing. So going back now to the source of all my good, page 39, where we left off. So we begin the pathways for beings of small capacity here as stanza number 3. My body and the life in it are fleeting as the bubbles in the sea froth of a wave. Bless me first thus to recall the death that will destroy me soon, and help me find sure knowledge that after I have died, the things I've done, the white or black, and what those deeds will bring to me, follow always close behind, as certain as my shadow. Grant me then ever to be careful to stop the slightest wrong of the many wrongs we do, and try to carry out instead each and every good of the many that we may. So here this is referring to the pathways for beings of small capacity.
Kanan ane chajin chawa na jang bomba dangas, magi jibu chuchin ten jir wata, chajin chawa na jang bomba dangas, chigu chungu lan ten de gandwa, gitu tada dhruba sheba la, ne magi jibu papung, gitu magi jibu chuchin dhruba sheba la, tato patan tenpa shinji losu wate, chibu chungu lan ten go sare.
Lesa, nyebo?
Ya.
Nyebo doje? So it's my body and the life in it are fleeting as the bubbles in the sea froth of a wave. Bless me first, thus to recall the death that will destroy me soon. Here, this is referring to death and impermanence. So we find this presented. And help me find sure knowledge that after I have died, the things I've done, the white or black, and what those deeds will bring to me, follow always close behind, as certain as my shadow. So black deeds are referring to non-virtuous deeds. White deeds are referring to virtuous deeds. Virtuous deeds bring about happiness. Non-virtuous deeds bring about suffering. So it's saying that our virtuous and non-virtuous deeds stay with us at all times, and they eventually ripen into an experience. Virtuous deeds ripening into happiness, non-virtuous deeds ripening into suffering. So it's saying these things are always with us, just as our shadow is always with us. These deeds that we've engaged in are always with us, just waiting to produce an experience, be it happiness or suffering. And it says, grant me then to be careful, ever to be careful to stop the slightest wrongs of the many that we do and try to carry out instead each and every good of the many that we may. So knowing this, one should know this very well. One needs to understand this point that's being made very well. Once one understands this very well, that virtuous deeds bring about happiness, non-virtuous deeds bring about suffering, and that they always are with us until their fruition, this then makes us want to be careful if we know this very well, and wants us to engage in some sort of practice that abandons the non-virtues that we have. And it says, stop the slightest wrong of the many wrongs we do. If we have engaged in a wrong, how do we stop it? We stop it by applying some sort of opponent practice, such as the four opponent powers, etc. What we should do is try to carry out instead each and every good of the many that we may. So here this is saying, engage in virtuous deeds that lead to happiness, abandon non-virtuous deeds that lead to suffering, and if one does engage in even a slight amount of non-virtue, abandon it by applying an antidote. So this is what this section here is referring to, and these are the practices for beings of small capacity. This is the same as previously we looked at the lamp and we saw for those who seek no more than for them, know that those who by whatever means seek for themselves no more than the pleasures of cyclic existence are persons of least capacity. So that stanza is the same as this. These two, the meaning is the same as these two. So we'll take a short break. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Nanda samba ti chamba yi ten da shi yin pa yi shen pa yi ten bi zawa su su taba la Ruba nyeba shi pa shen shu lu Tige Chibun ting lan ten go samar ba Chibi mungu dungan kun ju go Yi ten mungu si pen su nyemi rin Nyemi rin tabi dawa la Tuanyi chamba chawa shen shu Chibi mungu sungu dwe ta nga su Dawa yoro dawa Dawa dara kasi
Okay, so now we get into the practices for beings of medium capacity, or shared in common with beings of medium capacity. It says, bless me to perceive all that's wrong with the seemingly good things of this life. I can never get enough of them. They cannot be trusted. They are the door to every pain I have. Grant me then instead to strive for the happiness of freedom. Grant that these pure thoughts may lead me to be watchful, to recall what I should be doing. Grant me to give the greatest care to make the vows of morality the essence of my practice. They are the root of Buddha's teaching. So these are the pathways shared in common with beings of medium capacity. So it says, bless me to perceive all that's wrong with the seemingly good things of this life. And so no matter how much things seem to be happiness in this life, if we analyze them, they truly are like a door that enters into suffering. That's what this means. It means that all of these things, it says they cannot be trusted. They can't be trusted because they seem to be good, but they are truly just entrances to suffering. They are truly just suffering in disguise. That's best, the suffering in disguise. Grant me then to strive instead for the happiness of freedom. Knowing that these things that seem to be happiness are suffering, and knowing that these happinesses are like doors to every type of pain and suffering, then that knowledge then should push the practitioner to want to emerge from that situation, push the practitioner to develop a renunciation, a desire to definitely get out. So it's in dependence upon that knowledge that the practitioner wants to be free from the situation that he or she is in. So it says, grant me to strive instead for the happiness of freedom. Instead of striving for these things which are truly just suffering and doors into suffering, strive for liberation, strive for nirvana, which is happiness. It says, grant that these pure thoughts may lead me to be watchful and to recall what I should be doing. Grant me to give the greatest care to make the vows of morality the essence of my practice. They are the root of Buddha's teaching. So it says, these pure thoughts are the thoughts that of renunciation. So it says, in dependence upon renunciation or this determination to be free, engage in ethical behavior, engage in the individual liberation vows. So the individual liberation vows that were presented are in various categories. But for instance, the householder vow has five things that one should abandon. So here it's saying, from this desire to definitely emerge, with this renunciation in mind, keep these vows, and in the case of the householder, the five abandonments, abandon those five negativities in order to be free, because you have a determination to emerge. So the reason for the holding of the vows, making the vows of morality the essence of the practice, is because one wants to emerge from cyclic existence. So the Rinpoche used this independence on. So this desire to emerge is what is permeates the being who then engages in ethical behavior because of this desire to emerge. And as a translator's note, that's why they're called individual liberation vows. They're the vows of someone who has renunciation. They're the vows for a renunciate. So truly, those vows are taken by someone who has renunciation and then says, I have renunciation, I'm going to take these vows to achieve the goal that I have because of this renunciation. Okay, so sorry, that was just a translator's note. So that's what the vows of morality are speaking of, individual liberation vows, and those vows come about from this desire to definitely emerge. So one engages in the three highest higher trainings, has a union of calm abiding and special insight, and then is able to achieve the state of liberation by practicing the things before it and contained within it. Digsum. So if we say the word practitioner of medium capacity in Hinayanist, those are synonymous, the same meaning.
One meaning.
And we divide the guy. Ni teme. Okay, so if we divide Hinayana, it could be two categories. Hearers and solitary realizer. And again, Hinayana and medium capacity are synonymous, one meaning. So the Hinayanist, or the lesser vehicle practitioner, seeks liberation for themselves alone. So here it says, it's mentioning it about another one, but it's seeking peace for themselves alone, as it says in the lamp. They seek liberation for themselves alone. This is a Hinayanist view. So this renunciation of cyclic existence, this desire to definitely emerge, is something that is shared in common with beings of medium capacity as well as great capacity practitioners. So now we get into the practices for beings of great capacity, supreme capacity. I have slipped and fallen into the sea of the suffering life. Bless me to see that every living being, everyone my own mother, has fallen in too. Grant me then to practice the wish for enlightenment, to take on myself the task of freeing them all. So here it's saying that I myself have the suffering of cyclic existence. And by realizing my own state of suffering, I then can understand what others are going through as well. So the plight that I currently have, all other sentient beings also have. So then this type of practitioner wants them to have freedom just as much as he or she wishes for freedom for him or herself. So it's saying, bless me to see that every living being, everyone my own mother, has fallen in too. So I have this suffering of cyclic existence. Likewise, all sentient beings have this as well. Grant me then to practice the wish for enlightenment. This is the bodhicitta. Grant me to practice the mind. It's just literally semche, which is mind generation. In parentheses, Mahayana mind generation, because as a translator's note, there's mind generation in Hinayana also. It's just renunciation. So this section deals with Mahayana mind generation, bodhicitta, and it says, grant me then to practice the wish for enlightenment, to take on myself the task of freeing them all. So it's taking it upon, the practitioner takes it upon him or herself to free all sentient beings. And I asked Rinpoche, this word, it's more of one word, this taking on myself in the Tibetan. And I asked him if it's similar to the Hwatong, which is the extraordinary attitude and the seven-point cause and effect, the step before bodhicitta, where you say, I'll do it myself. And he said it's similar. It's not the same word, but it's a similar notion, that you take on this kind of task, you take on this job to free all sentient beings from suffering. And the reason you do it is because you backtrack and you realize they are suffering because you realize you are suffering and have this same kind of nature that you share with sentient beings. Decent.
What did I want the Lando with the Chibaraju to be doing it? Because she changed the Granada Sibakun of the Chibarindu.
Less so. So the lamp for the path to enlightenment, we find the stanza that says, those who, through their personal suffering, truly want to end completely all the suffering of others are of supreme capacity. So we find the same meaning in this stanza in the lamp as the stanza in the source of all my good here.
What the Kashu were attacked, then Gorin Papa Lotus of Dua. Tanji Jimmy is it there? Hiji is all the Shuai. Shaju is saying really Shuai. Taji Paru de Shima, he knows. What does one do what it does?
So the Gorin Papa, the medium stage.
Kamala Shila, Gorin Papa was a Tanji Chamba. What is looking at down the room, Taji can be hit there. Hinji is all is what is. Hinji is all is what is. Shaju is saying you really want is. And Hinji the Shaju saying you about Sanji is Haji to Mari. She do lowers. Taji Paradishima, he knows.
Then the Long Yanger Suranang, Temchik.
Taji can be his in. Taji can be his Haji Ross. Taji, Nachin. Taji can be his in there.
The Lama Tsongkhapa states, bless me to see clearly that the wish itself is not enough, for if I'm not well trained in the three moralities, I cannot become a Buddha. Grant me then a fierce resolve to master the Bodhisattva vows. So here, this stanza stating that just this mind generation, bodhicitta, the desire to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings, isn't enough. One has to actively engage in some sort of practice. And here, this is referring to the six perfections. One needs to engage in those practices of perfection in order to achieve Buddhahood. And we find in the medium stages of meditation, here they're translating as the stages of meditation, middle volume. So it can be translated that way too. But the medium stages of meditation is written by Master Kamalashila. He was a great Indian pandit we see over there on the wall, a holder of the Madhyamaka view. And he states that, in this text, it states that the gnosis of omniscience, or the wisdom, the realization of omniscience, arises on the basis of compassion, from the cause of the mind of awakening, and from the fulfillment of method. And through this, one is able to go to the other side, to prajnaparamita, to the perfection, to the state of perfection. One achieves the state of perfection in this way. The state of perfection, I wonder why it's not in there, but the state of perfection or perfect awakening is achieved in this way. I will explain the question. That's it. Okay, dig some room.
Yeah.
Yep.
What that Tiba Chimbi Land, what the Jirumichi, what the Lanri Sajin, Tiba Chimbi Land, Sajin Matasuwa, Tijin Jugo, Sanji Kuna Tambas, Tijin Jugo, Sanji Kuna Tamba, Tiba Chimbi, Sanji, Tijin Land Jugures,
Kuna,
Jugo Sanji Kuna is,
Lesser,
Sandy Jetta Jibichu, Sanjibichu, Jine, Jine, Shubal Hobbishus.
Just one thing from before that I forgot was that when we look at the three highest higher trainings, the highest higher training in ethic, concentration, and wisdom, the Lamrim Chemo explains it in three categories. The certainty of the enumeration of the three trainings, the determination of the order of the three trainings, and the nature of the three trainings. So I just knew, I omitted it, I knew because the book was open to that section, so I apologize. It was just in the section on the three trainings. So if you're looking for a more expanded explanation of those three trainings, it's found in those three categories in the Lamrim Chemo. So moving forward and getting back to the great vehicle, the stage of the path for beings of great capacity, we find the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment has three categories to explain the section on training the mind, the stage of the path for persons of great capacity. The first category is showing that developing the spirit of enlightenment is the only entrance to the Mahayana. The second category is how to develop the spirit of enlightenment, or how to develop bodhicitta. And the third category is how to learn the bodhisattva's deeds after developing the spirit of enlightenment, after developing bodhicitta. So the first category, the mind that aspires to, it shows that the mind that aspires to enlightenment is the only entrance, the only doorway into the great vehicle practices. So that mind generation is necessary to enter the Mahayana, to enter the great vehicle. And then it says how to develop the spirit of enlightenment. So how does one then develop bodhicitta, the mind that aspires to enlightenment? And there are two lineages of instruction for achieving bodhicitta, the mind that aspires to enlightenment. The first is the lineage passed down from Lord Atisha, Jorje, And that is called the seven-point cause and effect for realizing the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And the second set of practices is called, it was passed down through the master Shantideva, and it's called the equalizing and exchanging self with others practice. So this is how you develop the spirit of enlightenment. It's explained by way of those two lineage practices. And then the third category is the Sumba, the Dundagare. Shintu. And then the third category, how to learn the Bodhisattva's deeds after developing the spirit of enlightenment. This refers to the practice of the six perfections once one generates bodhicitta, what one then does, what the Bodhisattva does after that generation of bodhicitta. And this is the practice of those perfections. It states in the Lamrim Chemo that the entrance, the only entrance to the Mahayana is bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So the Mahayana can be broken into two categories, the causal vehicle and the resultant vehicle. So the causal perfection vehicle and the resultant perfection vehicle. So it's the perfection vehicle and the tantric vehicle is another way to say it. So it can be divided into these two categories. So the entrance into the perfection vehicle, the causal perfection vehicle, the only entrance is the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And the only entrance into the resultant perfection vehicle, or Tantrayana, is the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And then a doubt arises, because we've seen also in other places where it states that the only entrance into the Tantrayana is an initiation. So this is where we have to then question what these words mean, because it says the entrance into the any of the great vehicle is bodhicitta. Great vehicle divided into two, Tantrayana and perfection vehicle. So it's the entrance to perfection and entrance to Tantrayana. So then why is it stated in other places that the entrance to Tantra is an initiation? So we can say the entrance into Tantra is the initiation, but Tantrayana, which means the tantric vehicle, the entrance into the tantric vehicle is necessarily the door of bodhicitta. So this is how we explain it. We can say Tantra, the entrance to Tantra is an initiation, but the entrance into the tantric vehicle itself, the Tantrayana, the yana just means vehicle, Hinayana, Mahayana, Tantrayana means vehicle. So the entrance into the that vehicle is bodhicitta, but the entrance to just Tantra is an initiation. Diksang Saldu Rinchen.
What in the Zad, what I'm out of bed? That's your better love to that Shindu, Mother Shindu, Jimba, Chutin, Zoba, Zundu, Santin Shiro.
Less.
What does it love woman?
Less. So, and then the six perfections are referring to the following: the perfection of generosity, the perfection of ethics, the perfection of patience, the perfection of effort, the perfection of concentration, and the perfection of wisdom. So these are the six perfections.
Zoba zöba la nöje la jema nyabu zöba, dönge tanla ju zöba, chula ngasi ju zöba som maribe.
Som, som, som?
Pichi reda.
Ale, so the jemba som, majipi jemba, fearlessness.
Sanje ki jemba.
Material, leso. Nipa? Sanje?
Chuji jemba.
Chu, dharma, okay, leso.
Majipi jemba maribe.
Then a, Tsuchim, the Senchen La Dum, okay, so this song. Senchen La Dum is
Tsuchim.
Then a Zupa.
Zupa La Dunget on Legis of
Suffering.
New Year's Chimney of Zupa. And the Chula Message of Sumadre. Chula Message of Zupa.
Nipa Donagare, Ramache, the Zupa, Nipa. The Dugnyal cell will do the Nipa, the Donagari.
Chula message Zuba Sajin Dua. Chula message Zuba Tila what they tell Mamudu. Chula message Zuba Tila. Chula message Zuba Tila. And then Tayu Udila Jiris J. Chula message Zuba Udila Jiris Jiganta. And then Tom Chosana Chosun Jiri, there is a conjugal Jiri there. Excellent. Sanje dans Chansage, Tuchemboza. Devi une Sanje dans Chansage, Tuchembo. Son abarachive, no Tuchembo son. Ne Sanje de Chansage, ça va de Tuchembo, Roto. Tuchembo de la son, you are is. Moba chevito. Ne conçu, je l'ai mangé, de Rota. Moba chevito. Chidou, il y a un euro. Chidou, to. And then, Haji JB to the song was up. Haji JB to the song.
Glamour Chemo, you're a bear, Mche.
No, it's a wood and water.
Well, you're a bear.
Zubaka to do Zubaka to
Zuba, I think you're
a. What is Zubaka to that? Another Ramarita.
J.
Londo Jude Lenny JB Jutan Tadaki Debo. Deba the Mandeba de Denis was your Osa.
So be a man. Going to send you in 10 tumble. Chudem Madrupa Nipa.
Landed you in Leba Sheba, the Neba Sheba. Deba the Mandeba. Deba the Mandeba Nidan Wurus at that. Nije, then won't be in a today shanshu da, the two be, ta shansenji lobby, ta jede, they are nisha osa. What did Nida won't be you? Today shanshu, and then Nitu shanshu, Rajay shanshu, Tibachemi shanshu, or shanshu da, the two be top. Sanji the Shinto to the Jero. Then you don't worry. Two songs is just to be you there. Shija, you the Matabala Soba, to not be here to us at Trombe, Nanichamundu.
Mamma, you're there. Hey, Rana,
which is Arimaro, the Ramare, Sugu Kalilo Mare.
Okay. All right, so when we look at, the perfections, and we start to divide the perfections, we can divide them into various categories. So the perfection of generosity has three categories. So there is the generosity giving material things, the next is the generosity of giving the Dharma, and then the last is the generosity of giving fearlessness. So these are the three categories of generosity. And then there are three categories of ethics. There are the ethics of the ethics of abandoning ethical. Excuse me. The ethics of restraint. So the ethics of abandoning non-virtue, the ethics of gathering virtue, and then the ethics of working or acting for the welfare of all living beings. So these are the three categories of that. And then patience. Rinpoche said that there are actually eight categories that can be found. And he's the Nalam Rimchemo. I'm having trouble with that part because while Rinpoche was explaining it, I was trying to find it, and it just didn't work out as well as I had wished it to. The main divisions of patience are three categories: developing the patience of disregarding harm done to you, developing the patience of accepting suffering, and then developing the patience of certitude or certainty about the teachings. So these are the three categories. And if I have some more time, I could find it, probably find it the minute we end the teaching. But there are within that eight categories that deal with recognizing the excellent qualities of the three jewels, seeing that the selflessness, the lack of true establishment. Those are some of the categories. And the objects of one's patience with the object of meditation. I'd rather just... Rinpoche said just discard it for today. I think Rinpoche said that it's Wednesday, people are tired, and that everyone's got to go to work, so we will just take end here. Here they are. Accepting of suffering that is based on objects, suffering based on worldly concern, accepting of suffering based on... I don't think that's upholding the teaching base. That was the eight, though. I'll look at it, and I'll get back to everyone on that one, because there's definitely eight categories here, but it looks a little bit different than what I heard, so I just would rather look at it in another time. So Rinpoche said, let's end. So let's do the concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer, and hopefully I won't destroy the place before we leave. There we go. Get my books out of the way. Okay. That's on there, right? Yeah? Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it, Rich. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well, with whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times. I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All-powerful Avalokiteshvara, Tenzin Gyatso, may you stay until samsara's end. I pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, the spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts, exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Tuji Rimchi, Gutsi Shapi Denro Nang, Natsu Lam Rimchemokong.